Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On July 25th, 1941, in Chicago, Illinois, Emmett Till is born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The story is told that Richard Nixon used to reach out to Jacqueline Kennedy on the anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination each November. One year, his wife, Pat, asked Nixon a striking question. Why not commemorate Mrs. Kennedy's late husband's birthday rather than the day he died? In that spirit, we're today marking the birthday of Emmett Till, a young man who lives in memory, tragically, not because of his birth, but because of the circumstances of his death. Born on this date in 1941, Till spent his childhood in Chicago. When he was 14, he took a train to LaFleur County, Mississippi, near the town of Money, to visit his mother's family. At a store owned by the White Bryant family, Till was alleged, falsely, to have whistled at a white woman, Carolyn Bryant. Another story had it that he'd said, "Bye, baby," to her. Her husband, Roy Bryant, and his brother, J.W. Milam, beat Till, shot him, and hurled his corpse into the Tallahatchie River. Time reported, the body was swollen and decomposing, the skull smashed by blows and pierced by a bullet, and a heavy cotton gin fan was lashed to the neck. John Robert Lewis of Alabama was 15 that summer. Lewis recalled, "I remember that so well. It was so terrifying. I remember the pictures." Till's mother had allowed photographers to record the grievous wounds her son had suffered and how terrible it was. The killing stayed in Lewis's mind for the rest of his life. "I was 15, black, at the edge of my own manhood, just like him. He could have been me. That could have been me. Beaten, tortured, and dead at the bottom of a river." In a press release the day after Till was found, The NAACP's Roy Wilkins said, "It would appear from this lynching that the state of Mississippi has decided to maintain white supremacy by murdering children. The killers of the boy felt free to lynch him because there is in the entire state no restraining influence of decency." The killers would never be convicted. And even in recent months, in a new century, reporting has revealed that Carolyn Bryant has said that Till never harassed her. A photograph of Emmett Till in his open coffin, taken by David Jackson, was published on the cover of Jet magazine. A writer for the publication, Simeon Booker, recalled, "Jet circulation just took off when they ran the picture. They had to reprint the first time they ever reprinted Jet magazine. And there was a lot of interest in that case, and the entire black community was becoming aware of the need to do something about it." And that is a need that remains acute, all these years distant. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.